With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm already recording. We'll just get going like that. Mr. Sean Brady, Danielle Gracie, thanks, man. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for taking the time.
We promised you that we were doing that together.
I know, that's awesome. That's all. And I was just telling them, I said, just get closer, guys. You guys are brothers. It's all good. And Daniel, you're not training jiu-jitsu anymore?
I am. Not enough to be able to train with those guys. That's what it is, okay? Yep. Right now, I'm coming back, so I'm still getting the blue belt, the purple belt, sweating a little bit, doing Airdyne. You know, again, I have to get in shape to come back. I can't just jump in there.
How do you get in shape without doing the actual thing? That's like guys would be at the gym. When you're coming back to sparring, I got to get in shape first. Only way you get in shape for sparring is by sparring. Only way you get in shape for jiu-jitsu is by doing jiu-jitsu. Not riding it. He sits in the corner and rides the Airdyne.
Almost like that. I'll start the diet on Monday kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
He's a coach now, well, so I understand.
Again, no, I know I'm a coach, yes, but I don't like to get my ass kicked. Okay, I still can do it, and that's why I'm always saying I'm gonna come back. I know that once I decide to really do it, I'm gonna do it. It's like right now, there's no excuse. I'm being lazy and getting fat. That's reality.
Believe it or not, Daniel is one of my toughest roles. He is probably I honestly can't remember the last person to submit me. It was probably Daniel. And it was a long time ago, but he's the
not
last.
Not a long time ago.
He's,
not
he's the last person to get me. So when he is rolling, he's one of my toughest roles. He's also 60 pounds heavier than
me. That's what I was going to say. My weight is a little bit of advantage on that.
No shit.
And my knowledge helps a little bit too.
in the gi, he gives me a harder time. No gi, I'm a lot more explosive. But in the gi, he can control me and do a better job. But
is there no gi that I need to be in shape to face him? With the gi, I can be fat, out of shape. Once I grab his gi, he's going to have trouble.
This is awesome. Look, this, we got. I already have an epic 2 minutes here. I'm gonna make a cut. Look, the honest truth is, we've been talking about you for a while now. Like Daniel, every time I see him, we did something a few months back, and the funny thing was a couple of weeks ago, I was out in the city with Hobson and Thiago. And Thiago Hella, I don't know if you remember him by name.
Yeah.
He was like, you have to do a podcast with that motherfucker, man. That guy is going to be a champion. That guy is so tough.
Man. And I was Thiago was training with us for a while. He's a good dude. I love Hobson. He's a good guy. He's a good body to have in the room. His jiu-jitsu is really good. Yeah. I love those guys from New York.
So how did that all start? How did you find Daniel and how is this crazy UFC ride going, man? What's your next fight?
I'm fighting Michael Chiesa November 20th. So,
holy shit.
Yeah, so he's number 6 in the world. I'm number 13. So it's a big fight for me. So it's going to do a lot for my career. But the way I met Daniel was I was training. I was still an amateur. I think I was 18 or 19 years old. And I trained at this place called Semperfi MMA. My first coach's name was Julio, and he fought. He was he's a black belt under Johnny Guerrero, who's a black belt under Hegan Machado.
Yeah,
and
wow.
So, what is it? Mike Wilcox brought you to the gym.
Yeah, I started to. I didn't have a place to teach MMA in Philadelphia, and I started to go to Semper Fi and teach MMA there. And I had about 5 or 6 guys that on that time that I was teaching. Michael Wilcox was the one that took me there. And then he was a little kid, you know, blue belt, you know, just starting, like, curious about MMA. He had some amateur fights, you know, but again, I saw his potential since I met him. Like, me and his father had this conversation before. It was funny because once I saw him, his, you know, driven to be a champion, to win, I knew this motherfucker would be a champion one day. I said, he's going to go far. Crazy. On this game, you know. But that was it was just a coincidence because Semper Fi was just a place that I was going to teach, you know. I was teaching jiu-jitsu and MMA. I didn't have a place, and Julio was, you know, was great, a great friend. He opened the place for me to go, and then I met, you know, I had great friends from there. We still train together. Some guys that train with Julio come to me. Some guys go to him to train too.
That's awesome. But I've been, so since I met Dan, I think I was 18 or 19. I was 2-0 at the time, and I've literally been with him. I had 3 more amateur fights. I was undefeated, and now I'm 14-0 as a pro. I've been with him since I was 19 or 18. I'm about to be 29 now, so it's been 10 years. It's been a roller coaster. We've had ups, we've had downs, we've had no lights in the gym, we've had all kinds of crazy stuff. But now we're going like this between the gym and all the guys we have.
Brazilian style. They
no lights in the gym. I'm laughing already. We forgot to pay the fucking bill or something.
Man, no matter what, there was trainings. I swear, I got like. They cut my energy here because, of course, I didn't have money to pay. And we get some lanterns and candles, and we're literally training, you know, on the dark. And it was like, it was you know, good memories now.
That's awesome.
We followed him to Massachusetts, to New York, to – I've always one thing me and Daniel have always had, like, he's like a second father to me, you know. And that's awesome. No matter where he's gone or I've gone, we've always stayed together. People have came and people have gone, and we've always stayed like this. And that's something I'm proud of, and I know he's proud of too.
Loyal soldier. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's some guys that say they're loyal, but the actions prove different. This one is for real, you know.
Yeah, and you talk like a long lineage of fighters and loyalty. So he appreciates that very much, I'm sure. I'm sure, man. At this point, 10 years, you know most of the stories already. So
yeah, I'm super proud to be part of the Hendrick Gracie lineage. I'm a black belt under Daniel, so it's something I'm very proud of. Outside of MMA, jiu-jitsu is. When I'm done fighting, I'll be training and competing jiu-jitsu until the day I die. So I take jiu-jitsu even more serious than I do fighting. So it's something that's very close to my heart.
That's right. Like Joe Rogan says many times on his podcast, it's like, those guys are not just handing out black belts out there. So it's a fucking privilege. It's awesome.
We're all a bunch of killers over here.
Exactly.
So nothing's given. It's always earned. That's for sure.
So yeah. our
team now, it's booming. Like, our team has so many good guys now. And, you know, now people are discovering us. Like, people know already. Like, when fighters come from our camp now, they know. They're like, oh, fuck. They're going to – like, we're facing some tough fighters. Yeah. And we just like this too. I think we already a big team. We already up there. It's just like a matter of time of people, you know, discover us. That's it.
Like we talked last time, right? Like I was so happy to like finally see Daniel like coming out like as a coach, you know, because you don't find around. Like guys with the same experience that he does, you know. This fucking guy fought Pride,
I remember at first when he came, I was like 19. I was looking him up, and I was like, "This fucking guy has fought in Bellator. He fought in Pride. He was in all the pictures with him, Henzo, Hyan, all these amazing pictures and videos. And then you watch the old videos of like Henzo and all these guys training." At the gym in New York when it was the Blue Basement, the original Blue Basement.
Yeah, it's the original one. Yes.
Yeah, man.
You remember that?
And then like the way my first coach, he was a black belt under the Machados, and they're all related. And Daniel, I didn't even know Daniel trained under Hegan. So It all tied in very, very well.
You look back. You don't have to look too far back to find the source. That's the cool thing. You know that, that's the cool thing.
We come from strong. I say there's black belts and then there's real black belts. And,
but look, that doesn't mean just by he'll be a good coach for granted. You know, like it's not like every good competitor or every good jiu-jitsu black belt will be a great coach. It's not or even like a great MMA coach, because it's something totally
hard.
Different.
Yeah, just because you're good at, you can be an amazing fighter, doesn't mean you're going to be a good coach. I teach jiu-jitsu a couple nights a week when I'm not in training camp, and it's hard. You know, like, you expect people to know stuff. You really have to break it down.
Really. And I'm going to tell you, what it is, and I'm going to say, I told you that last time when we were talking about the coffee, and he walked by us. Yeah, this best coffee that is.
Yeah,
guys, you have to buy the coffee.
Right here,
dude. Very good flavor, man. So we're talking about that. I had the best coaches, you know. And one of the things that I had the best one, Henzo is the best coach that
he
is.
The best.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because everybody that comes from Henzo, they don't learn how to fight. They learn how to fight. They learn how to teach how to fight. And they learn how to teach you to be a better person. That's one of the things that I'm proud to say that I learned with him. And, of course, our family, you know, growing up, we always have the same system. And this is the system. Loyalty, toughness, and, you know, to be smart enough to learn how to pass that on. And I don't know if I was lucky, you know, or if just me, but I was lucky to have, you know, all these people that really understand what I'm talking about, you know. Yep. And it's totally different, you know. When this motherfucker is fighting, it's like I'm there. I really feel like I'm there. I'm more nervous with him fighting than when I was fighting. I have more adrenaline. And to see him accomplish what I said was going to happen, it's amazing. Like I told you, I don't know how people, when he's fighting, what people say in Brazil. I was curious to know what they say in Brazil, because I want to tell people in Brazil, yo, I told him and I told everyone, this kid is going to be the UFC champion. And we know the reality. We know anything can happen on the fucking fight game. But I still believe that he's going to be a champion. Even if something happened before that, what I don't think is going to happen. I think he's going to go to get that belt undefeated. But again, if he doesn't, I know he's going to go get that belt.
Exactly.
100%, you know?
Exactly.
So it's it's grateful to see that, to see this happening.
Yeah. You say you teach a couple times a week. Do you think your jiu-jitsu get better when you teach?
And that's something I've been realizing lately. Like, I can just feel myself, like, breaking positions down. And because usually, like, when I'm training, I just do stuff. But when you're teaching guys who are brand new and they don't know anything, you have to really break it down frame by frame, put your hand here, grab here. And then when I'm training, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm doing it. I'm going frame by frame. And then realizing, like, teaching really, it does definitely make you better. And I enjoy it. You know, when fighting's all said and done, my career – fighting only lasts so long, but jiu-jitsu and teaching martial arts, that's going to be the rest of my life. So, I'm going to be doing it until the day I die. I'll be teaching jiu-jitsu and doing martial arts.
Look, he doesn't know that I pay attention when he's coaching, when he's teaching, but I've been paying attention. This motherfucker is a good coach. I'm telling you, he knows what he's talking about. He knows what's happening during the fights. So every time, like one example right now, we have another guy on his weight division in the UFC, and he got a short notice fight under Petrosky. He's fighting in Abu Dhabi.
You are traveling on Sunday, right?
Yes. So when I have three guys fighting the same night on Cage Fury, and they all came to ask me, "Oh, you're not going to be here. Who should we put on the corner?" I said, "Sean Brady, 100%. I should get Sean on your corner. It's a guy that trains with you guys every day." And not only that, he knows what's happening on the fight, and he coached them, you know, step by step. And this is what I told you that I learned with Henzo, and I know he's learning the same way. You know,
you're passing along, right? That's awesome. That is so cool. You were supposed to fight Kevin Lee, right?
Yeah. So I was supposed to fight Kevin Lee July 10th. He pulled out with a rib injury 2 weeks before the fight, and then it got rescheduled for August 28th. We were 4 weeks out, and I got a staph infection in my foot, which actually put me in the hospital. And then
I remember Danielle telling me that.
Yeah, I had to have surgery, actually. And it was a really scary thing. And then I was on IV antibiotics for a month afterwards.
Wow.
So, but they called us about 7 weeks ago and like, hey, yesterday, November 20th. And I was just getting back to training. And I was like, fucking, I'll fight him with no training, you know, not because saying that he's not a good fighter, but that's a fight we've been asking for a long time.
That's
so
awesome.
I've been watching film and thinking about fighting him for a long time. So it's really going to be a big, big fight. And it's really going to put me to where I want to be in my career after I beat him.
And that's where people like Daniel was like, oh, I'm curious to see what people in Brazil, that's when people in Brazil gonna notice him for real. Because right now he's in the radar for like the big MMA fans.
Casuals don't know me yet, but after I beat a big name like Chiesa,
exactly.
He's gonna be co-main event. It's co-main event.
That's huge. That's huge. And that the same will happen after you fight Kevin Lee, right? Because he's a guy that people know too. And he just got popped, right? He's going to be like out for a good chunk of time.
Yeah, and that's kind of a fight where we didn't even honestly want that fight. We were asking for all ranked opponents in my weight class because I'm ranked and that's what we were trying to get. Nobody would fight me. So it was super frustrating. And then they came to us with Kevin Lee and he wasn't ranked in my weight class, but he had a big name. He was ranked in another division. So we were like, all right, fuck it. We'll take it. And then the fight got canceled 2 times, and I'm like, I never want to hear this guy's name again. And I feel bad for him. I know he just went through something, but I never want to hear his name again.
You know the Brazilian juju, the Brazilian superstitions that we believe?
He's like, yes, fuck. No shit. I was going to say that.
I don't want to fight this guy again.
I was just going to say that. How fucking – yeah, that's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to happen, and I got a bigger fight out of it, so I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you see that fight going? Because I love that style for you because he's a guy that looks for a fight. He has a good grappling game and a good jiu-jitsu game. He's big, he's strong, and I think it's an awesome match for you.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, but people don't really know yet. It's like they've seen that I hit hard, but I have really, really good striking, and I can strike with some of the best strikers in the world. So I know I can outstrike him, but honestly, I think I have some of the best jiu-jitsu and grappling in the UFC, and I think I'm going to submit him. I honestly believe I'll submit him, and I believe I'll do it in a very, very impressive way.
Wow, that's awesome! I can't wait. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Look, I'm gonna let you guys go. I promised Daniel I was gonna be quick.
I appreciate it, man.
What we're gonna do, and I'm gonna say this here after the fight. We all come back here. We're gonna put that fight on the screen, and you're gonna break it down for us.
Done.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Where's your studio at in New York?
I'm in New York. Yeah, I'm about 40 minutes from the city.
We could make a trip one day, maybe do it in studio.
Yeah,
100%. Oh, that'll be talking. Awesome. That'll be awesome.
We'll do it after the fight, and we'll break it down in studio.
Sounds good. So we'll meet at Hanzo's.
Yeah,
we'll drive here, and we'll go back, and we'll go for lunch. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
You know, the Pat Sabatini is fighting the same night as him.
Yeah,
November 20th.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so one more time, we're gonna have two guys same night.
Pat is probably the best guy I've ever seen in a room. He like even though he's a 145 pounder, that kid is he's older than me. He's amazing. He's special.
Special.
Oh wow!
Special. You have to watch this kid at 145. He's going to make a lot of noise on the UFC. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I'm so happy for you guys because now, like, look at these guys sitting next to you, Shan.
Yeah.
They have two fucking top guys on the fight on the same night. Huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Big Time Coach.
It's been a long time in the making, and Daniel deserves it. You know, Daniel's probably the most loyal, too loyal sometimes. He's too nice sometimes, but he has a great soul. He's a great person, and he deserves everything that's coming his way, and a lot of good things.
We deserve it. We're building that together. Without them, I couldn't do it. You know. And again, the loyal soldiers like Sean are the ones that are making our team grow, and it's just like it's amazing, you know, to have that in U.S. Because yes, we had that in Brazil with Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes.
And like I told you last time, it was just a little different to build the same thing with MMA. But now, you know, we're seeing we actually seeing the results.
Yes.
And it's just like amazing. It's an amazing sensation to see that, you know. We have right now Petrosky fighting UFC 267, and then November 20th, Sean and Pat fighting the UFC Fight Night. And December 4th, Jeremiah Wells also coming to, you know, to fight. Remember, he had a short notice fight,
yep.
Knocked the guy out, like out cold. And now he's fighting the same guy, Jake Matthews, that Sean finished with the arm triangle.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I have another guy fighting the same opponent.
That's crazy. That's the guy that Sean fought last time, right? In March, yes.
I have one of my, like Jeremiah Wells is fighting the same guy.
So we got so many guys, and then outside of the UFC that are running, that will be in the UFC soon. So
I can only imagine Jake Matthews showing up for the fight, and he's gonna see in the corner. He's like, "Oh,
he's like, fuck."
He started following me on Instagram after my fight, so I'm sure he sees that. We train together.
They're like, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I can't lose this one.
Yeah, no shit, right? Oh, that's too funny. So, Sean, have a great fight. I'll be following closer. And Daniel, have a good trip.
Thank you,
my brother. Abu Dhabi, you guys been there like
we'll
many
talk
times,
afterwards. So. All right.
Sounds good. Sounds like
we promised to go that trip to New York.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome. That's gonna be awesome. You gotta take him to Plataforma.
Oh man, yes! Especially after the fight, Plataforma is a barbecue place, Brazilian barbecue.
Yeah. After the fight.
You know one crazy thing? I did a podcast there 2 days ago at Plataforma with Shaolin.
Really?
Yes, like we were having fucking like we were eating and talking, and there's maybe
well, let's
we
do the
do
podcast there.
Like that. Yeah.
I prefer that.
Yeah, no shit, right? We're gonna talk about that. All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much. And look, I can't wait to see you come back with a big win.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for the time.
That's awesome, man.
Take care. See you next time.
Thank you, bro.
See you guys. Thank you. Thanks a lot, man.